You're listening to a Countout Podcast. You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, the New Year, Same Us edition.
Pretty much.
We are actually recording together,
what?
Which is always such a fun episode when we do this. I know it's delayed. It's been a long time coming. We're covering GCW's America's Most Wanted because we went to it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to talk about.
It was on December 16th.
Jesus.
So it's been a couple weeks.
But there was Christmas and then New Year's and then you got sick.
I got sick twice.
I was displaced from my home because my sister got COVID.
Yeah, it was a mess of a couple weeks, but we're back.
We're back.
With a bang.
With a serious bang. I don't really remember the entire card.
I have it here.
Fantastic. We'll just fucking like fuck, we're gonna talk about all of it.
Yeah,
why not, right?
I also have a new mic, so please let me know how it sounds. Actually don't, because it freaks me out.
Went with Sam.
We met Sam there. Yeah,
yes, we met Sam there,
friend of the
show.
Did
we pregame? We did not pregame.
No, we were late. Slightly.
That's right, because we came from work.
Yeah.
And then you came and picked me up, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's what it was.
And we took the 60, which is our favorite route to get there.
But there was traffic.
But there was traffic, for sure. So I don't know what everybody was doing in LA on the 16th, but you guys suck.
And you know what? I thought we got there at an okay time. There was a lot happening that day. I thought we got there at an okay time, but then for whatever fucking reason, they decided to start early. So when we were walking in,
yes, that's right.
Fucking Cole Roderick's music was playing.
Yes.
And I had a Cole Roderick Ratty Daddy sign that I needed to show.
Which he saw.
He did see it because I ran.
You ran to.
So the camera, the main like hard cam for GCW at UCC is literally at the top of the steps where you walk in.
Yes.
And so I, you know, he's looking straight at the camera.
Yes.
Because they're starting. And so I held up my Ratty Daddy sign. He saw it.
He fucking pointed to it.
Yeah. He saw it a few times because then we moved and he saw it again.
That's right.
So you went to the bathroom
because that's the first thing I do. If you go anywhere, if you go to a wrestling event with me, 100%, especially if I've already been to the venue, I hit the toilet first.
I was going to go to the bathroom, but I needed to show my sign, and
yeah,
then it was
Ratty
too
Daddy
late.
Was on. Who did he fight?
So this was the 6-way scramble.
Mm.
So we had Alec Price, Cole Roderick, Jordan Oliver, Nick Wayne, Titus Alexander, and Jack Cartwheel.
Got it.
Jack Cartwheel was in a Christmas sweater.
That's right. He was in a Christmas sweater. I forgot about that. Jordan Oliver continues to get better and better, and I like him more and more.
Thankfully, I did watch a little bit of GCW yesterday and a tiny bit the day before. But Jordan and Nick are finally like their tag team, but they're actually being pushed as a tag team.
Fantastic.
Because they're so fucking good. Anyway, we both have a lot to say about this.
We have a lot. This this particular GCW show had a lot going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so the scramble was good. I enjoyed it. Cartwheel won, which I thought was odd, but not.
I mean, sure. Give
not
him
the worst.
Give him one. We got to see Alec Price for the first time, which I was really excited about because
I
like
him.
He's like the tall, skinny one, but there's three tall, skinny ones.
Wait, the emo-ish looking one?
Yeah, yes. Kind of darker hair.
Yes. Okay, now I remember.
He's
him.
So fucking good. And he's like an East Coaster, so we don't get him a lot over here.
He was pretty good. Now that we've got the description down, I do remember him.
Yeah.
All right. So like the scramble was a fun kickoff. I will say I always like when they start with a scramble because it sets an energy level that I like.
Yeah.
We did not stand in our usual, what is this? Like our new usual place?
Yeah, we did.
Well, our new usual place, our usual place. Is at the front where now our new usual place is over by like the stage area.
Yeah. It's by the stage and by the entrances.
Also, I borrowed Ashley's Fila's for this show and my feet were so comfy.
My dumb ass wore like tall ass boot or tall ass,
Mary Jane.
They're not really Mary Jane's, but tall shoes.
Yes.
And because I had signs and I wanted to show them.
Yeah.
This is also my first and probably my last time ever making signs.
I just feel like it's a lot of responsibility to carry those.
I gotta
around.
Like hold them and then I gotta hold them up. And then I hello, if you're new here, I'm Ashley and I hate any attention towards me.
Although you had signs.
But I did have signs.
Yes. Okay. So we're starting off with a bang. Everything's fantastic. And then we have God.
This is where the shit starts. This is where me, you, and Sam got real giggly.
Yeah, we did.
Real giggly.
So the next match was Starboy Charlie and versus Matt Cardona, which okay, how do I even like Matt Cardona is such a great heel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
Which is what you're supposed to hate the heel. And I hate him with such a passion, such a passion. And where we stand now in the new usual spot,
oh, you like you see them
come out of, like you see them make their entrance where we stand now. And like, I've never flipped a bird so hard at anybody in my life.
Yeah. So what I used to feel towards Tony Deppen is basically, but like now I love Tony Deppen, but like, you're supposed to feel that way towards Matt Cardona.
Yeah. And then like,
and he looks so disgusting.
His tan is so orange. I hate it.
Yeah.
Ugh. And he's just such a cocky son of a bitch. But, I mean, I gotta give it to him. He's doing it right. Like, I fucking hate Matt Cardona, which is exactly what I am supposed to be doing. Because absolutely. He's real. And then we have...
Oh, my God. Which, okay. Starboy Charlie is a child. I know he's, like, 22 or
he's
something.
A child,
but he is a boy.
He's a boy. Like he, when we say he's just a boy, that is Nick Wayne and Starboy Charlie.
Yeah, he is a infant
100%. And he came out
looking like a damn toddler.
He looked like a straight up Cabbage Patch Kid because he came out in Fisher Price My First Overall shorts.
Which, you know what, I was shocked. Also, just overall shorts, no shirt.
No shirt. Yes, no shirt, people. Just the overalls, but they were not long pant overalls. They were shorts.
Yeah, like short shorts.
Short shorts.
And then this seems to be his new ring gear because he did it again.
Oh, he did it again?
Yeah.
So this is what we're getting almost every time now is overall shorts.
Yeah,
overalls.
Oshkosh bagosh.
That's right, Oshkosh bagosh.
Yeah.
Oh God.
That seems to be his new style.
Okay, so I understand that wrestling is scripted, and we suspend belief a lot in wrestling and all of this kayfabe bullshit.
Don't break kayfabe, Amanda.
I have the hardest time. When we match Starboy Charlie against men the size of Matt Cardona is going to win. I don't care how small and weaselly you are. Matt Cardona is your older brother that just puts his fucking palm out and you're trying to run at him and his palm's on your forehead stopping you.
Yeah, he's a shithead.
Yes, but like his size compared, like
he's a big boy.
Starboy Charlie isn't even the size of Matt Cardona's calf.
Yeah. So what we're saying is Starboy Charlie does beat Matt Cardona.
Which is insane. I want to kayfabe so hard for this storyline and I want to believe this, but I cannot believe this.
It's. Oh God. To be honest, I can't remember part of the match, so
I don't
remember him winning, like how he won. Was it just a roll?
Matt Cardona got like he got distracted or got hit or something like that happened. Sorry, oh, yeah. Everyone, I have like a kind of empty Diet Coke that I'm slurping on. That's me. My apologies. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Oh, no.
Who sings that song? Is it Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, so Alana was right. My mom heard it and she was like, I kind of like this song. I was like, because you're the problem. And then we were fighting about who actually sang it.
Oh, yeah. It's Taylor Swift. It's Taylor Swift.
Which my mother supposedly loves Taylor Swift, if you didn't know.
Fun fact.
If anybody cares, my mom loves T-Swift. She's like, Christina and Britney is what came out of my mom's mouth. And I was like, oh, so she's going to have a nervous fucking breakdown at some point? Fantastic. Oh, cannot wait.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Everyone thinks she's... Anyway, this is... Never mind.
Anyways.
This isn't Pop Star Talk with Ashley and Amanda. So,
so next we have some switching up because weird things happen.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. But someone got taken from this card. And it sucks. But listen... You know, you do bad things, you get in trouble. And we still don't know exactly what happened, so I don't want to say.
Yeah, so anything that we say is hearsay because nobody actually knows what happened. But, yeah. Like, sucks to suck.
Basically. But what we did get was fucking magic. And it should have been longer than... Yes. It's saying 8 minutes. I don't remember it being nearly that long.
I do not remember it being 8 minutes.
Dark Sheik, Soyarek, Masha.
Yes, which I love Masha. She's a fave of mine.
This is my first time seeing Sawyer live. I was not okay.
So I had no idea who Soyarek was.
Oh, you do now.
Oh, I know now. Holy shit, that chick is beautiful and tall and just like magnetic.
Yes.
Like I just wanted to be near her.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do while I'm standing here. I just want to stand next to you for a minute.
Yeah. And shout out to Sam for dragging me to go actually meet her.
Yes.
Because that's normally Amanda's job.
Yes.
But
she... Who was I looking for? Oh, Rob Shit.
Yeah.
That's why. Oh,
that reminds me. I have a Rob Shit story for you later.
Oh, I cannot wait.
yeah. So she, Sam took me over to, meet Sawyer. Absolute sweetheart.
You got a great picture.
Beautiful picture. We look adorable.
Yes.
As nice as could be. Also, thank you for actually telling two male wrestling fans to wait their turn they walked in front of me to meet her. And she was like, no, I'm not done with her. Like, you can wait your turn. Thank you. Thank you, Sawyer. It's everything I could ever want.
Guys, men of the male persuasion, just a friendly reminder, chicks dig wrestling too, dog.
Yeah, and like if I'm clearly talking to someone,
can you shut the fuck up? This is like,
don't weasel your way in.
This is a Matthew Justice moment all over again, except now we're homies with them.
Yeah,
they are the homies for sure. Shout out to fucking, oh, speaking of the devil, JoJo just tagged us in something.
Oh, how funny.
But anyways, This match had a lot of making out.
Twice we got Sawyer kissing Dark Sheik, and thank you.
So yeah, much. We're not mad about making out.
No, it was good. It was good. This match, please, like, I understand that they had stuff set up beforehand so that they could not maybe make it as long as I wanted, but sure. It was so good.
It was good. Like, I think the reason why I'm upset it was so short is because of how good it was getting. Mm-hmm. Like this was rad, and there's never enough female wrestling for me anyways. So like, this was just really nice. And I was sad that it was over in 8 minutes, eight minutes.
This was our only women's match.
This was our only women's match.
Technically.
But it was still a good show. I try not to hate too hard on the whole, like, there's only one woman's card. Like, yeah, it sucks, but I'm tired fighting this argument.
Yeah.
I'm fucking tired.
We're never going to win.
Masha wins this one.
Oh, yeah, Masha won.
Which is sick.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Masha's so cool.
Masha is very cool.
I do have to also say I'm still sick and a little bit hopped up on Mucinex, and I had cough syrup earlier. So.
And an energy drink. So
oh, yeah, and an energy
Ashley
drink.
Ashley is on a sick one.
So I'm just uppers and downers all over here.
Okay, next up we have, oh my God, I forgot about this whole ass conversation we had until I read the name. So we have Gringo Loco and Los Vipers against Eris ASF, and Commander.
I love Commander.
These men are so small.
Tiny babies. Except for Gringo Loco.
Except for Gringo Loco. Gringo Loco was like the only one that was a normal sized man. Everybody else are, they're so small, which makes sense. They can do all the flippy dips and fucking crazy
stuff. The fact that like Commander seems to feel as comfortable walking on the ropes as he does normal cement.
Scary.
Yeah, but also like just so talented.
This is true.
Also, you know, Chuck Taylor slash Dustin is a favorite over here. He was really putting over Gringo Loco on Twitter, and I thought that was really sweet.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I like Gringo Loco a lot. I dig what he does. I like watching him wrestle. I think it's soup's fun.
Yeah. I mean, the sad thing is, like, you guys aren't privy to our wrestling.
Wow, okay. I'm so sorry. I was looking at the thing that JoJo tagged us in.
You guys don't get to have our actual while we're there commentary on the match.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
And our conversations. But if you ever want to join the Horny Girl Corner,
please. Just come talk to us at a live show.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. It was a fucking, like, lucha banger, basically.
100% total lucha banger. They were flipping, they were flying, they were walking on the ropes. It was everywhere. It was fucking everywhere.
And like the guys who, I think this is like what Dustin's point was, is like the guys who are the bases, like, so like the people who have to be what these people land on,
yes,
have to also be insanely talented. Mm-hmm. And Gringo Loco is really fucking good at it.
Gringo Loco does shit, and every once in a while I'm like, how the fuck did you do that?
Yeah,
you're a normal sized man, you're not itty bitty size.
Yeah, he is very talented and he should get his recognition. But
also, GCW promo picks fuck with my head constantly.
Why?
Because, okay, so I get first started with Masha. So I saw Masha's promo pick when they listed the card, and I was like, fuck yeah, this is gonna be a bad bitch. She is so small.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Same with these fucking guys. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is gonna be a big boy lucha match. No, they're babies. They're Polly Pocket sized.
Well, yeah, they have to be.
Which makes sense, because seriously, you're doing 6 flips in a row before you hit the ground when you jump from the top rope. Like, you have to be Polly Pocket size.
Yeah. Oh, this is also, I believe, I don't know if it was this match or the next one, though, at one point, the bottom rope broke, and then they just took it off.
I think it was this match.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was this. That's right, I forgot about that fucking rope breaking.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, did we I don't feel like we lost any wrestling not having a bottom rope.
No.
I'm sure it made it a bit harder for the actual wrestlers not having that, but like as a crowd participant,
it was fine.
We were fine.
Yeah.
And did barely notice.
Some of the shit, like I can put over Commander so hard, but some of the shit he does is just so fucking good.
Agreed.
So if you want, go out of your way to watch this one. It's on Fight now.
Oh, there you go. That's right. Exclusively on Fight.
It was really fun. It was really, really fun. And Gringo Loco and Los Vipers won, so.
Which I was stoked about, because I thought for sure we were going to have Commander win.
Yeah.
I'm always so hesitant when that's, I'm like, oh, we've got Commander. Here we go. He's going to win. Every once in a while, they'll bring in somebody like that we haven't had yet, and then we'll let them win. And I'm like, well, of course they won.
They're new. This went over 20 minutes, and it could have been longer. I would have been happy.
Yeah, like, I was fine. I wasn't like, okay, yawn, somebody win now. Like, they were keeping it in. They were in the crowd. They were in the ring. Like, we were all over the place, and it was all good.
Also, shout out to that drunk girl who kept getting photos with, like, running.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that fucking drunk girl. This fucking girl. I can't wait till later in the card, because there's an amazing story later in the card about this girl.
It was just like increasingly over the course of the night getting more and more drunk, but she kept like where we stand with the entrances, she was by us, and so she just kept walking like into
She just like
the people
made her. Well, she made herself a part of our group. She was using the same Snapchat filter on every single entrance. Yeah. And she like got up and in the face of
everybody's face.
Like, I don't want to come near you. I just want to like stare at you from afar. There are a few that I have truly wanted interaction from.
Yeah.
Everybody else, like, it's just nice to see you walk past me.
Yeah.
And mostly because I have this weird size issue. So it's nice to know how big you really are.
Yeah.
But like, she on everyone with that Snapchat filter. And her tatas were falling out and all kinds of
stuff. My God, I forgot about
it. Was amazing. She was making out with her boyfriend a lot. Like, the whole thing was just
offered to buy us drinks, though.
She did offer to buy us drinks. She came back and got me a water.
That's very
sweet. Because I was like, I don't drink, but if you bring a water, I'll drink it. And she was like, I'll get you a water. So she was very sweet. Like, I liked her. I was having fun.
She was just that drunk girl you meet in the bathroom who you become besties with.
Yeah.
And you'll never see again.
Maybe. We'll see if she shows up again. Okay, so then next, which this is going to be a very short review of sorts.
I mean, yes and no, because I got shit to say.
I got some shit to say too, so maybe it won't be short. But anyway, okay, so like the setup for the next match took forever, and it's Joey Janela versus Pagano.
Yeah, he's the clown looking
the
dude.
Clown guy, which the clown guy had a cool entrance. I'm sorry I didn't watch your match because I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
But fucking Joey Janela, and I don't know who orchestrated this. I don't know who orchestrated this. If it was Joey or GC Dub or somebody else, but this was hands down, and you can totally fight me, the worst fucking decision ever made.
Okay, so not to fully give out that I live in SoCal, there is a guy who runs a reptile zoo, and he apparently has a fucking reality TV show.
It's on YouTube.
What?
I think that's all it is. YouTube.
No, because you don't need like waivers for YouTube.
Oh, so maybe it's
someone
more.
Said it was on like Tubi or something.
Oh, okay. So anyway, he's gotten more because it used to be on YouTube.
Yeah. No, he's stepped it up. This fucking guy. Anyway. You've been there. I haven't been there
because as soon as I mentioned to my reptile enthusiast friend that I wanted to go there, he was like, absolutely not. That man treats his animals like shit. He's got lawsuits against him. And I was like, okay.
Allegedly. I'm not trying to get sued. Anyway, so the whole night there was people in the fucking way.
Yes.
Especially during this match. People in the fucking way.
Yes.
Recording the people who happen to be sitting kind of like to our right and up on the stage.
Yes.
And they were just like, hey, let's fucking record their reaction to what's going on. Because it's wrestling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I hope you like girls making out because that's basically what happened. But Joey was coming out with the snake.
Joey came out with a huge...
He came out to a public domain song, so it wasn't his normal banger.
Yeah.
He came out with this fucking snake and the guy.
And the guy.
And then they put the snake in the ring. At this point, you, me, and Sam checked out.
Yeah, okay, so, like, we obviously knew something was going to happen. We did not know the extent of what was going to be happening. And, like... Again, I don't know whose decision it was, but it was poorly planned and poorly thought out. Like, there should have been more staff security from the entrance to the ring.
Yeah.
Because people were touching the snake.
Yeah, and I didn't like that.
And I don't like that. I found the snake to just be entirely unnecessary. The guy that owns the snake just seemed so whatevs about the entire fucking thing, which also...
Well, he was more like, I'm in this ring, it's my moment.
Yeah.
Not the fucking snake's moment.
And then, so they put the snake in the ring, which...
Joey kisses its head.
Yeah, Joey's fucking with it. Not in a bad way fucking with it, like, like, sticking his tongue out at it and shit. Yeah. And then, like, he kisses it. They get the snake out of the ring, finally, and, like, the whole thing, like...
It was so extravagant for nothing.
And again, like, there should have been more security, because I know that not just the entrance was a problem. Because Joey didn't just go from the entrance immediately to the ring from the corner he could have got in. He walked around with that fucking snake.
Yeah.
And then put the snake in the ring. And yeah. So just overall, I feel like this was a very poor decision.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it. It did not feel good.
This is not coming from people who are like, ew, gross, snakes. Like,
no, like,
they're sweet little babies.
But, you know, reptiles can stress too. And yeah. Like, it wasn't properly planned out.
It's a goddamn wrestling crowd. So people are yelling. I don't know. Can snakes hear? I think snakes can hear.
I'm sure they can hear. Or they can feel the fucking vibration.
Yeah. Anyway, so we kind of in a form of
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Test. It just ended up talking shit this entire match.
Yeah. We didn't really say much about the match. I think I went to the bathroom during this match and like legitimately yeah. just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, it was a conversation being had between three people that it's you should have been there for, but you weren't, so no one's gonna know.
Yeah.
Because it was mostly inappropriate. Anyway. yeah, it was a whole to do over this, and it was fucking awkward and weird.
This match was 18 minutes long, and it definitely felt like it was
It felt ancient. Like, yeah, it felt so long.
It felt so long, and I was so over it.
We all were.
Anyway. And I like Joey Janela.
Yeah.
I am a fan of Joey Janela. I think he's absolutely trashy as fuck, but like I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And so this bummed me out in ways I was not ready for that evening.
No, it sucked. It really sucked.
Oh my fucking God. And I forgot during the Lucha match, fucking homeboy security asked me if I had a dog in the fight.
Oh, that's right. You know, so if you ever are trying to figure out if someone's with someone, or has a boyfriend, maybe just ask, is one of your boyfriends in that match? Which one?
This was so fucking funny, guys. So fucking, like, I had such a hard time not laughing about this more. Because I was so, like, honestly, when he first said it, I was so confused.
He ended up being really sweet, though.
He was very sweet. He was. But it was fucking hilarious that this was the... This is the route he chose.
It was very interesting.
And of all the matches, the Lucha match. I am bigger than all of these men.
Aside from
Gringo Loco. Did you think I was Gringo Loco's chick? Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe that's what it is.
Too fucking funny. Sorry. Back to Joey Janela.
No, we're done. Next is Baby Jimmy Lloyd and Willie Mack. Just a little palate cleanser for you after a fucking snake.
Jesus.
It was cute. Jimmy Lloyd, listen. He tagged with, this is not for this match, but I just want to say, he tagged with Rob Shipp.
Yes, he did.
And that has to be the cutest thing in the entire world. Yeah. Well, so,
we're shitheads, so.
Yeah.
I still want a shithead shirt.
We gotta make him. He did make his four-man tag called the Shitheads.
That's amazing.
And they were up against Skunt, which is it was supposed to be SGC and UNT. So Skunt. My new favorite word.
I fucking love this.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fine.
Okay. Yeah, like it was good. It was fun.
I like Willie Mack.
I like Jimmy Lloyd. Our fucking drunk girl came over and got the cutest fucking hearted Snapchat filter video with Willie Mack. It was so good.
It was adorable.
It was so good. And he was like for it. Like,
oh yeah, he was my favorite part.
Like, none of the wrestlers seemed annoyed.
No.
Like, everybody just seemed so into it.
Yeah.
Which made me love it even more. I think I probably would have been like, hey girlfriend, sit down. If they were not into it, but like everybody was
Everyone was fine. Everyone was having a good time.
Yeah.
Oh my god. The horniest match. You thought two girls making out was horny?
Willie Mack wins.
Oh, Willie Mack won. My mistake, yeah.
But now we can talk about the horniest match.
This was the horniest match in the history of horny.
Okay, so we have... Jesus fucking Christ.
Effie,
which you already know it's going to be a horny match if Effie's there.
Yeah.
Because it's Effie. Mm-hmm. And this man is so fucking beautiful.
Truly.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Against Charles Mason, which... I know nothing about this man, but I can tell you that the minute I saw him come out from the curtain, I was terrified. This man eats your eyeballs in his cereal. Like, his gimmick is fucking scary.
Wood bang.
Yeah, like, it's still a no-go for me, but you and Sam were definitely into it. He, like, legitimately, and I don't know if this is how he is if you talk to him, because he didn't come out later and I wasn't able to talk to him, so like, he might be the nicest, normalest dude in the entire world,
probably not,
but your fucking gimmick is terrifying.
You're being tied up for like a week in a basement.
100% you're in a cage and you're begging to be let out, and he's making you drink water from a cat bowl.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, no. it's real horny. This was, I just, please, if you haven't yet, please watch this. This has been an ongoing saga between, it was Charles Mason and Allie, and then now it was Charles Mason and Effie, of course, because you have to separate Bussy.
Yeah.
But, oh my, I can't even describe it. There was so much, like belt pulling out. There was, like, a lot of on-the-knees stuff. Lot of kissing.
Lots of kissing.
Lot of choking.
There was so much choking.
This match didn't last very long just because it did get interrupted.
It did get interrupted.
Twice.
Oh, yeah, because there was somebody that...
So Allie came out first.
No, I thought she came out after Big Boy.
Mm-mm. Oh, Allie okay. came out first because the guy who has the box...
That's right.
That's his thing. Again, he's putting things in boxes. No.
Do we know who he is? Does anybody know who he is?
Who, Charles Mason?
No, the box guy.
I don't know who the box guy is. I can never see his face very well.
I don't know who he is.
Anyway, he had, like, I always call it a cheese cutter. I don't know what it's called.
Sure, yes. Yes.
It's a wire on a string with like two handles on it. You cut cheese, I guess.
Yeah, or meat with it. It's like a whatever.
Anyway.
It'll fuck you up. That's so for sure.
He had it on Effie, and then Allie ran in.
That's right. Okay.
Broke it up.
I did see Allie, so I remember that part. Yeah. I just didn't know the sequence of events.
Allie broke it up. Yeah, so Allie ran in. Then this man in a hood, or like a, what, a baklava?
Yeah.
And a beanie came in, he was a big boy, and he chokeslammed, Allie chokeslammed. Yeah. Effie. Turns out it's Pero. No one knew who Pero was except for like me and Sam were screaming like,
yeah,
watch fucking gay wrestling, you idiots. Like, Pero's amazing.
I felt bad. I did not know who
it's
was.
Fine.
But it was a good, like, I thought the reveal was fucking rad.
Yeah, and
like,
he's a big boy. Fun. And so then because Pero was there, Dark Sheik ran in.
Yes.
So now we're gonna have Charles Mason and his hooligans versus Bussy and Dark Sheik. So that'll be fun. But it got real weird at the end. Like, it was I guess it ended in a no contest. They just canceled.
Yeah, like nothing,
no one won.
Nothing happened.
No one was settled. But then like someone was trying to fight with Pero.
Yeah, there was some like serious shit going on as we left.
This happens in like in the main too. Someone was fucking with Tony Depp in.
Oh, totally, yeah.
But yeah, it ended real weird. And like Effie just walked out.
It was weird.
And then Allie did too. Yeah, so I guess we'll see what happens with that. But damn, Charles Mason.
If you know anything, no. Charles Mason's going to murder you.
We're going to do a 10 out of 10. So.
Oh, God. Yeah, well.
Get ready.
I don't even know who my 10 out of 10 would be.
You pay Effie. Anyway, we'll keep going.
Anyways, moving on.
We had another tag.
We did have another tag. It was, oh God, I always fuck it up.
Los Macizos. Which apparently Yvette told me means massive.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess that makes sense. I like them. They're fun.
Oh, so sweet boys.
Who did they fight?
They fought
the Rock Nespa. That's right, those fucking clowns from space.
Yeah, space clowns.
Fuck, I forgot about those dudes. They're not actual clowns. They had just like matching fucking jogger suits on that were like metallic.
It was good. I loved it.
It was
a good gimmick.
It was a whole ass gimmick. Their entrance song was hilarious and space related. Like the whole thing was silly as fuck.
Yeah. it was. Oh, it got a little hard hitting.
It did get a bit hard hitting.
Couple chairs.
There was some stuff for sure. The Rock Nest Monsters. I am dead.
Yeah, I forget why I know who one of them is.
I feel like I have seen the long haired one before. Maybe not. I know where that is. He's our age. Yeah. I love finding that out when they're not
age appropriate.
Like, yeah, when they're age appropriate.
Johnny Goodtime.
I feel like this is the guy I know.
Wait, 81. Oh. Sorry. Excuse me. Your move is called the Sex Actor. What?
Nice. Fantastic.
I'm gonna sneeze in like 2 seconds. Anyway, it was fun.
It was good. Excuse the yawn.
Los Mestizos is so fun to watch.
Fully agree.
I always tell people whenever they come on, like I was watching wrestling with my roommate this weekend on New Year's, and Ciclope, I was like, oh yeah, that's the dude I saw get a syringe through his cheek. Oh no, through his eyebrow. Who threw his eyebrow? Do you remember?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Sorry. I keep touching your foot. I'm so sorry.
I'm fine. You're fine. I'm not even noticing.
We're playing footsie. And Los Mestizos won. It was for the GCW tag championship too.
That's right.
So
did they already have the tag?
They did.
Okay.
And I hope that at some point Jordan and Nick Wayne get a chance, or maybe like they just get to take those belts.
That'd be cool. I'd be into that.
Now we're on to
the fucking main event.
The main event, which
was because of where we stand, I was so fucking excited. Also, I have missed Nick Gage every time he's been here.
Yeah.
So like I went to a card last December,
right,
and Nick Gage was on it, but we weren't sure how fucking gnarly it was going to get. And we had my stepdaughter at the time with us.
Yeah.
So we left before Nick Gage came out.
Yeah.
And then I think the other Nick Gage thing he was at, we didn't go to it or something.
No, he was there, but he just came out and talked.
That's right.
And that was it.
So I haven't seen Nick Gage actually wrestle
live.
So this was fucking huge.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I got in the pit.
Okay, listen. I'm calling out Tony Deppen real quick. Tony Deppen, I had a sign.
You did have a sign.
I was there in a full room of nothing but Nick Gage fans cheering you on with my stupid little Spanish love songs themed sign.
Yes, 100%.
You did not look at it once.
He didn't, like, even when he got in the ring, he didn't see it.
But even when he walked out of the ring and back, he didn't look at it.
Well,
there was stuff going on.
So, I mean, there was stuff going on when he was leaving the ring, but I also wonder, like, if he needed to get into a specific headspace in order to complete what was going to happen.
Whatever. If you saw a sign that said Brave Face Tony, that was me.
That was me.
Fuck you. Now I'm mad at you. Now I hate you again.
We are back on the fuck Tony Deppen train now.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tony Deppen versus Nick Gage.
Which, like, oh man, I love Deppen, you love Deppen, I love Nick Gage, because it's fucking Nick Gage, how could you not?
Everyone loves Nick Gage.
Yeah, and he's, like, he's terrifying, but you know he's a teddy bear, so it makes it somewhat dealable.
Absolutely.
Still terrifying.
So Amanda's now gang affiliated.
I am now gang affiliated. I was jumped into the mosh pit as Nick Gage was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Funnest fucking pit I have been in years.
I was there by association just because I was standing behind you, behind him.
Yes.
I'm like, yay.
My hand touched Nick Gage's shoulder, so I'm definitely gang affiliated now. Mm-hmm. MDK all day.
All fucking day.
All fucking day. Girlfriend, drunk girlfriend with her tatas out, lost her fucking weave.
just like a fucking track came out, and it was so funny, but she was laughing too.
Yes, everybody was laughing. We were all, it was fucking hilarious. She fucking picked it up, put her hair in a bun, and went on with the show. Like,
so good.
It was just the funniest shit though that her fucking tracks came out.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was beautiful. This match, listen, I think Tony should have got more bloody. It wasn't enough blood.
Yeah, I am stoked that I got to see the infamous pizza cutter trick.
I wanted Deathmatch Deppin, and it didn't happen.
We did not really get Deathmatch Deppin to the degree in which I thought we were gonna.
That's the sign I should have made.
Deathmatch Deppin. You would have looked at that one.
Yeah.
You were too emo.
I was.
He was hardcore and you were emo that night.
Wow.
But I will say, like, supposedly this was like some of the best wrestling Nick Gage has done in years. Mm. And like, I don't know,
but he looked good.
I can tell you he looked fucking great. Like, yeah. He looked great.
The picture with Tony and the pizza cutter too, I will send it to you.
Oh my God. Like, yes, please.
It is so fucking good.
It's so good.
It's so good. Sorry, I've been talking too much and now my cough's coming back.
I'm gonna slurp on my ice really quick.
It went on for a while too.
It did go on for a while. This was a fairly good, like, long, solid match. It wasn't like action packed the entire time, but it was still fucking solid. We had chairs, we had doors on chairs.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my, I forgot that Tony fell and the table broke, or the door broke.
Yeah.
Before Nick could go through them. That was so funny. Yeah, it was good. I'm happy to see Nick's doing much better.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Nothing but love for Nick Gage in this house.
And then Nick Gage wins. Because he should win. Yeah, like, for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, here's my thing, because I did watch the New Year's Eve show. Mm-hmm. Maki Ito came out.
Yes.
Maki Ito is now gang affiliated.
Oh, so she had the pizza cutter. I saw
she had the pizza cutter. If you give me either Nick Gage versus Maki Ito,
oh,
or Nick Gage and Maki versus Bussy.
Oh shit,
because Maki fought Ali.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, my year will be made.
Oh, 100%. That'd be fucking
what great. If they did that at Collective?
That would be fantastic.
I'm already pre-booking Collective, which we still can't buy tickets for yet. So
I was gonna ask, like, what's up with that?
No idea.
Scary.
Yeah.
I'm like, please don't let us miss it. We already have an Airbnb.
Yeah, no, I'm already on it. But so the thing about this show, now that we've gone on for like an hour,
sick.
Thing about this show is we did have an extra match that they did not put on Fight.
That's right.
Because Vikingo has a contract with AAA and like his matches can't be streamed.
Got it.
So
that's right. I totally forgot. Like, I hate saying this, but I was 100% ready to go after Nick Gage.
No. Yeah. Like, it was a late night. It was a very late night. Normally GCW shows end at 11. Mm-hmm. This one went on until like 11:30.
For sure.
Midnight because of the extra match.
Yeah.
That being said, but Kingo's great. Love him.
Who did he fight? I don't even remember. I feel like
Paul Blart. That's right. You can find this match on YouTube now.
What's going on with Blake Christian?
I don't know.
He seems very messy now.
I'm not going to judge anybody, but here's the thing. I think that Jordan Oliver could have done a really good job. And I know I've talked nothing but good things about Jordan Oliver. I just want better for him.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, he's the one who's training Nick Gage right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and like making, like getting him to work out. And like, he's doing great. And he looks fucking fantastic.
He's beefed up from when I first saw him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's
like, he used to be a string bean and he's definitely beefed up.
He's
out.
So like, anyway, I just like, I think it would have been good. I know that he had Nick Wayne the night after. It was Vikingo and Nick Wayne the following show, but yeah,
Vikingo is
so small.
So small.
So small. Like small boy.
And I'm sorry that I continue to comment on sizes because I know that size is not everything. But like, again, GCW promo photos are fucking with me so hard.
They do make him look massive.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be a huge fucking dude.
Huge Viking.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh shit, this is gonna be insane. This dude is going to smash Blake Christian. It's gonna be amazing.
Yep.
And this man was smaller than I am.
Yeah. I mean, the match was good.
It was a good match. There were some scary moments.
There was. There were some.
There were some scary, like, you maybe did one too many flips in this and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, for sure. But
if you want the match, just let us know. I have the link on YouTube.
Overall, the match was good.
It was cool. Fine.
I saw Vikingo and everything, but like, I hate saying it, but I was pretty mad at this point.
Yeah, we were also very tired.
We were very tired, and like, you just gave me Nick Gage.
Yeah, no, it did.
Like, my adrenaline was pumped the fuck up from the mosh pit, and then I went into sleep mode because Nick Gage left.
Yeah, nighttime.
It's nighttime. Me and Nick Gage are both going to bed right now, so like,
we're old. Anyway, America's Most Wanted. They have one more before Collective in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably be at that one. We'll be at
Collective.
Well, we'll be at Prestige in a couple weeks.
Oh shit, I forgot about Prestige. Mm-hmm. When's that one?
21st.
Look at me forgetting. I couldn't remember if we were going to that or not.
21st, it's a Saturday.
Okay. Sick.
That's where we'll get our little DDT boys. I swear to God, Amanda, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
Okay. I believe you.
Shunma and Mal. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Anyway, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
You have one.
You go first. I'm still looking through my list.
I hate saying it. Charles Mason. Hate saying it. Oh, no, sorry. I take it back.
You're going to have like three of them.
Okay. Number one is Sawyer.
Okay, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Charles Mason. I don't want to say Deppin.
What is it, Deppin?
Rosie Cole.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, that's Ratty a good Daddy. One. That's a good one. I think mine are going to be fucking Nick Gage and Effie.
Just two? Not Sawyer?
You know, and Allie.
Oh.
Yeah, mine's going to be, because even in normal clothes, Allie's hot as hell.
Yeah, that's true.
And she's just funky and pissy, and I love it.
Yeah.
She's so pissy, I love it.
She's amazing.
So yeah, Nick Gage, because like, that motherfucker would, like, he would eat and then we would go to sleep, and I just think that that would be amazing. Like, here's a cheeseburger for all your troubles, and now it's time to go to bed.
Yeah, we're going to sleep. Anyway, so Prestige in January. We'll for sure be at Collective.
We'll definitely be at Collective. We have a lot going. And then we get to meet, like, in person, we get to meet so many of the homies. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
Like, so many of the homies are going to be around.
Yeah.
So that's going to be exciting. We will try to get pictures with everybody. If you see us,
please
come say hi. Like, we suck. One, I'm never paying attention. Like, I might be scanning the crowd, but I'm never scanning the crowd for anybody in particular.
We're not, like, and if you think we're looking at you, we're not looking at you. We're both clueless.
We are 100% clueless. But if you come say hi to us, we're very nice. We will say hi and have conversation.
We have stickers, but we should probably...
Probably make a new sticker.
Probably.
Soon.
Collective sticker.
Oh, collective only handout stickers.
Yeah. Eek! We'll work on that. We got stuff. We're back. It's a new year.
We're going to get reignited.
Yeah.
New designs will come. And
like, also, like, I want to travel more for wrestling this year.
For sure. If we could get a trip out of wrestling, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Showboat.
I have a sneaking suspicion it's going to be somewhere on the East Coast.
Hell yeah. We're going to New Jersey.
Oh, God.
We got to see the boys over there too.
I agree, but I'm scared.
Anyway, yeah, so
that's what's up.
That's it for this week, I guess.
Sorry it took us so long to review GCW's America's Most Wanted.
As always, shout out to Sam. We love you, Sam.
Yes, we do love you, Sam. We need to get her on the podcast.
Absolutely.
We could just have like a fucking splurge sesh with Sam. We didn't even need a match.
Patreon exclusive.
With Sam. Who knows? We keep talking about doing a Patreon and then nothing happens, but I think it might be fun to do it. I don't know. Is anybody into that if we did a Patreon?
Well, we have the thing with the...
Yeah, with the boys. We just haven't set it up.
Well, I guess, yeah. Anyway, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, but let us know if you're interested.
New Year, Samus.
Seriously.
Come back and join us.
I believe I took down the Big Cartel site. But hell yeah. I at least took down the link, but I don't know if I closed the shop. Okay. So I'll have to do that.
All right.
I think we still have shirts. We still have stickers.
Just let us know.
Yeah, just talk to us. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, so fucking be cool because it's a new year.
You can find us on...
Oh, there's more. You can find us on Instagram at...
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
Or on Twitter at...
HTTW Pod. And
don't fucking email us. Just hit the DMs. We do respond, even if it takes us forever.
We will get back to you.
I promise I'm going to try to be better at social media for the podcast this year. A lot of it right now is just me sharing into our stories some shit I liked that is wrestling related.
Yeah.
But it works. It works. Mm-hmm. So yeah, fucking drink water, be nice, be fucking nice.
Yeah. Take some vitamins because you don't want whatever fucking cold this is that's going around.
Yeah, it's not cold.
I sound like a monster. Anyway, we'll see you hopefully next week. Bye.
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 This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hi guys, this is Lauren.
This is Michael.
And this is Your Dose of Death Podcast. If you're genuinely curious about the world of deathmatch wrestling, look no further, as me and Mike have you covered on all things in the world of deathmatch wrestling, whether it's
interviews,
show reviews, or everything in between. We have you covered on all things deathmatch wrestling, whether it's past, present, or future. And you're probably wondering where you can go support us. You can find Your Dose of Death Podcast on all major podcast platforms, especially along with the Count Out Network of Podcasts. And also, you can support us on the Count Out Patreon, as we have exclusive content only on the Patreon for all of our listeners. We hope that you go listen to Your Dose of Death Podcast very soon.
And see you at the shows.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.